And he joins us right now.
What's going on?
As training camp and media day is underway here at the Sixers training facility. Ben, how you doing today?
I'm great. I'm doing well. Yourself?
We're doing great, man. We're so excited about another season, and I know you are as well. We just had Markel on, and we know he's put a lot of work in this offseason, and I know you were putting a lot of work in as well. How'd it go for you?
It's been good. A great offseason. I was in L.A. just working the whole time, so got a lot of work done, and then obviously headed back here to get ready for the season.
Well, what's the biggest thing that you chose to, or wanted to improve on in the offseason?
I think just trying to get better at everything. To be great, a lot I learned from just being around great players was just keep getting better. It's not going to happen overnight. And continue to just put in that work and work towards, you know, what you want to be great at. Obviously, finishing around the rim, mm-hmm. I can get a lot better. You know, getting a lot better could average, you know, 4 more points. You know, it could be a big difference. And obviously, free throws, that's another 4 points there. And obviously, just taking more shots, which just all adds up. And, you know, it's not going to be games where I hit every shot. There's going to be games where I miss every shot. But if I'm effective at the rim, get my teammates involved, then, you know, I'm getting the job done still.
Where's your confidence level right now with your jump shot?
It's high. You know, I can't worry about what people are saying. Because if that was the case, then, you know, everybody would be doing something else. But I love what I do, and I'm good at what I do. So I'm not going to let anybody, you know, interfere with that.
You were the rookie of the year last year in the NBA, and I know it's a feather in your cap. It really comes down to team success is mm-hmm. what you're looking for. But what did you learn in your rookie year in the NBA? Because you come in highly touted, generational talent, and you go through that entire season. I mean, you loaded up the triple-doubles. Mm-hmm. You had some spectacular moments in the season. What did you learn, and how did you prepare any differently for your second year based on what you learned in your rookie year?
Second year, and I've been through it. I know what to expect from players and teams. I know what level I'm at. I know I can compete with these guys every night. And I'm just looking forward to just really leading the team and being the point guard of this team. I'm very confident going into the season.
Now, what can we expect? Obviously, you finished the year with 16 straight wins and got 52 on the year. I mean, it was a giant jump from 28. What can we expect this year? Is it more the focus on advancing further in the playoffs? Is that really just the overall goal?
It's a whole new season, so I think our goal is just to focus game by game, see what we have and see what we're working with in terms of the team. We have a lot of the same guys back. We lost a couple in Belly and Ersan, which were big-time players for us. But at the same time, we have guys who are coming back and who are a lot more confident and better.
Well, when you look at the way the season ended last year against Boston, you're going to open up against them in 25 mm-hmm. days from now. But, you know, it wasn't the result you guys wanted. How did that linger with you over the summer? Did that drive you to work hard and get even better? And this whole group, for that matter, you know, when that season ended in disappointment, it's tough.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wasn't really focused on that game or one game in particular or that series. It was more just me wanting to get better as a player and being great. And that takes time. But if I'm working towards that, then, you know, the sky's the limit. But as a team, I think we know what we have. And, you know, it's that first time in the playoffs in a while. And obviously getting to that second round. So Boston's been in that situation. They've been in that position. You know, obviously, it's my first time running the point guard in the NBA. So I was blessed to be in that position. I learned a lot from it, and I was looking forward to, you know, matching up against them again.
The playoffs are different, aren't they?
A lot different. You know, a lot more time to scout. You know, guys have been there before. They know what to expect and what to prepare for. So it's a lot different than the regular season.
Now, we just spoke with Markel Fultz for a few minutes, and he seems to be much more mature physically and mentally and everything going into this season. What can a more complete and confident Markel Fultz do for this team?
A lot more damage. You know, you have another guy who can come out there and get points, facilitate, you know, and run the team. So for me, you know, he can be in the point guard position, and then, you know, I can run the lane and do what I do, post up and get to the rim and create plays for other guys. So having him out there is going to be a huge help.
In your workouts this summer and everything that you kind of were trying to take your game to the next level, where do you think you made the most progress?
I think everything. Finishing around, my body is a lot stronger than last season. I've slimmed down, but also put a lot more muscle on. I'm around like 240 now.
Where were you last year?
Around 230.
Okay.
Around,
so you put about 10 pounds
so
of muscle.
During the season, I was about 230. I'm up to around 240 now. And then obviously, you know, strength-wise, getting to the rim, finishing around the rim, shooting the ball a lot more.
So you're going to have that willingness to shoot the tray this year a little bit.
Yeah, I think in my head, you know, during the season, it's not something I was working on.
You can't really do it during the season.
Right. It's tough to just, you know, focus on one thing when you got game after game. But I had a whole offseason to really take shots and, you know, not really worry about if they go in or not. It's more more of the fact of shooting the ball.
Now, we know you were living a little bit of the celebrity lifestyle this summer, and the fan base gets a little scared about that because they want to know that your focus is still here on basketball for
right,
the Sixers.
Right.
So do you have anything that you can say about that?
My focus never changed from my job.
Okay.
That's the number one thing. Everybody has their personal life. The difference is, if it's in the public or not. So,
right.
There's guys in the league who are, I'm sure, doing a lot worse things than me that just aren't out there. But for me, my pure goal is to get this team better and get to the next level. So guys have nothing to worry about.
Awesome. All right, last question for Ben Simmons joining us. Did you have a good time at FanFest? You joined us a couple weeks ago,
yeah, it
man.
It was great. It was great. It was insane. I didn't know that many people were going to show up.
Were there, man. They showed up.
Yeah, that's right.
They weren't there for me and Harry.
I had a great time. That was good. No, I had a great time.
Well, we appreciate you coming out to that. We appreciate you doing this. Have a great season, Ben. We're looking forward to it, man. 25 days it starts against
yes,
the Celtics. Get a win up there in Boston, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You hate the Celtics?
I love everybody.
Yeah.
But on the floor, man, I'm a beast.